Greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kiddishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawatakwasin, to all of our relations. Thank you. music from Native American singer-songwriter Andrew Vasquez from his Makoshe music CD entitled Togo, and we featured his song Spirit Eyes. Ashkwe greetings and hello, everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Native Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. Yad Kiddushi Native Center had the honor to attend the 2004 National Congress of American Indians Convention as an accredited journalist. In today's program, we share segments of a press conference with Assistant Secretary of the Interior, Mr. Dave Anderson. As Director of the U.S. Bureau of Indian Affairs, Director Anderson is the primary representative of American Indian people before the White House in the U.S. Congress. Most listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio are familiar with the National Congress of American Indians. For those who may not know, let me read NCAI's description statement from their 2004 annual report, quote, "The National Congress of American Indians, NCAI, founded in 1944, is the oldest, largest, and most representative national Indian organization. NCAI serves the needs of a broad membership of Indian and Native governments, organizations, and people. The founding members of NCAI stressed the need for unity and cooperation among American Indian governments and people, protection of treaty and sovereign rights, and efforts to promote improved quality of life for Indian people. From its modest beginnings with some 100 members, NCAI has become the leading American Indian and Alaska Native membership organization, now serving a diverse network of nations, with a combined participation representing more than three-quarters of the American Indian and Alaska Native national population. The NCAI is organized as a representative congress to establish a consensus on national priority issues. Tribal governments pass laws to become members of NCAI, selecting official delegates to the NCAI convention, executive council, and conferences. The delegates debate and deliberate on issues of pressing concern at NCAI forums, presenting viewpoints in accordance with their government's policies, goals, and needs. NCAI has led and participated in a range of coalitions with other Indian national and regional organizations, business interests, environmental and civil rights groups, legal and other professional organizations, and other entities to support the goals of NCAI's broad-based membership," unquote. The 2004 National Congress American Indian Convention was a very important session. This year's theme focused on the 50th anniversary of the U.S. government's effort to terminate Indian tribes. NCAI, back in 1954, fought against this termination policy. They established a campaign for tribal self-determination as a fundamental right for Indian nations, which remains a cornerstone of NCAI's advocacy. The 1954 NCAI emergency meeting produced a Declaration of Indian Rights that made a very strong statement against termination. It established the principle that tribes must be informed and must give their consent before passing any legislation that would affect their rights. I consider this basic principle as tribal sovereignty, a nation-to-nation relationship. The 2004 National Congress American Indian Convention was also important in the way it exemplified the growing strength of Indian country in national and state political affairs. The Native Vote 2004 initiative included a range of related, nonpartisan, coordinated efforts to ensure that American Indian and Alaska Native people truly have a voice in the political process. NCAI's NativeVote.org website, for example, has helped encourage Indian peoples to learn about issues and vote. Indian country will no longer be neglected in the American political arena. Dave Anderson, appointed by President George W. Bush to head the U.S. Bureau of Indian Affairs, serves as the principal spokesperson for the Bush-Cheney administration on Indian affairs. having met and interviewed Assistant Secretary Anderson a number of times, I respect his personal concern for the well-being of American Indian and Alaskan Natives. I wish him well as he tries to carry out his responsibilities as head of the Bureau of Indian Affairs. There are many serious issues in Indian country that a director of the BIA must address. These include tribal sovereignty and self-governance, Indian health, Indian education, housing, treating rights, environmental protection, energy issues, trust reform, Native American Graves Protection Repatriation Act in sacred sites, Native American religious freedom, economic development, not to mention management of BIA budget, contracts, and services. These are many of the issues listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio over the years have learned about from our broadcasts. Only time will tell what Director Anderson's tenure at BIA will have accomplished. Before we listen to Assistant Secretary of the Interior Dave Anderson, I first want to express my personal appreciation and thanks to Tex Hall, President of the National Congress of American Indians, as well as to Jacqueline Johnson, NCAI's Executive Director, both of whom were very welcoming and helpful to me as a journalist at this year's Congress. We begin now by listening to BIA Director Dave Anderson responding to a number of questions of mine following up on his presentation in the morning plenary when he talked a little bit about the need for greater Indian involvement in American politics. He talked about Indian education and some of the Leadership Academy goals that he has for BIA schools. The press conference was a little disorganized, so you'll hear a lot of background noise, but I urge our listeners to pay attention to Assistant Secretary of Interior Dave Anderson. Once again, you are listening to Wolf Mountain Native Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. Aho, kinon wantakusin, to all of our relations.
You know, I can't tell you how many times that I've, in my travels across the country, that I've met with tribes that some of them have done quite well. The majority are still struggling. The real power, like I said this morning, lies within the leadership. We haven't done a good job putting a number of Indian people on buses and bringing them to auditoriums and filling up those auditoriums. In Minnesota or Wisconsin, we have enough tribes in Minnesota where we could fill up the Target Center. There's enough tribes in Wisconsin that we could fill up Lambeau Field and let our congressional people know and let our senators know that we are all voters. But we haven't done that. And I think as tribal leaders, we need to start filling up Greyhound buses or school buses and bringing our people to these conventions. We are not a force at conventions, and because of that, I don't care what, you know, how much whining or complaining we do about not having enough, we will never get the attention until we can get congressional people or senators to realize that we are voters and that we can start making a difference in how elections are won. And that's the real nuts and bolts of how we are going to make change in how Indian country gets funded. I was going to say, I don't think there's enough cattle prods for government. Yeah. Or starting out already behind, the last thing you want to do is cut the standards even more. We need to work them harder. We need to work them longer. Like I said earlier, the human mind, the human body, the human spirit was meant to be challenged. And when I was talking about this idea academy, is that one of their beliefs is that when their people are starting out behind, we need to rocket those kids towards success. We need to propel them towards success. And that will never happen if we're cutting the standards for these kids. So this has been one of my initiatives, is to, to say no child left behind is one thing, but also to have a vision. And I really believe the vision that I have of creating our schools for leadership academies and getting some educators in that have the vision that you know, it's not going to happen overnight, but we can make that change. What I wanted to say is that we are going to continue to have problems because of the way our people as a group, like I said earlier, are growing faster as a percentage wise than any other people group, and the amount of monies that we have to work with are not increasing at the same rate, and that, which is one of the reasons why I say if we are ever going to see a difference in there, we have to fill up some very major auditoriums with our Indian people as voters to get the attention, or we have to have million Indian people marches. But somehow, you know, just coming to meetings like this where there's very few people in that auditorium and complaining is not the answer. We have to take bigger steps, drastic steps, to let our congressional people and our senators know that we are voting people. You can't spend your way out of poverty. I really believe that some of the ideas that I have about turning our bureau schools into leadership academies and teaching our people about home ownership, how to build assets and using our